All right. So why don't we just start off with talking about just generally, how did the district come up with this concept and this idea of Choose to Thrive in District 205, if I'm saying it right?
You are. You're saying that just right. We came up with this concept for a large wellness event for our staff because we felt that they needed it. They were asking for professional development around a variety of topics, and it was difficult with our schedule to make time for that. We also wanted to help them with skills so that they are able to practice their own self-care, reduce burnout. Working in education right now is quite difficult at times, and we realized as a district that it was in our best interest for serving our students so that we could serve our adults and help them meet their own personal needs so they can be there for our students.
Can you talk about just in the last few years, I think a lot of us are somewhat aware, but just to remind us of some of the, I guess, particular challenges the teachers have faced maybe mm-hmm. since the COVID era.
Sure. So there are challenges. There are behaviors and different struggles that are going on. School avoidance is one. Students that were out of school during the pandemic for some found it very difficult to come back into school. There's mental health factors that are associated with that around anxiety and depression. Sometimes our students are dysregulated and they're unable to use skills to regulate themselves to be able to learn. And so sometimes that creates a disruption in the learning environment that the teachers do really, and our other staff do everything in their power so that the other students can continue to learn as expected. But certainly it does require new skills. And even with those new skills, it's still quite difficult.
Mm. And this is a little bit different than a normal institute day, I do believe. Can you kind of talk about what the difference is?
Absolutely. It's designed to be different. And that is different because, number one, it's on a Saturday. Number two, we compensate our teachers for attending. We want them to know that we value their time. And so we pay. And actually this year, I should say, we've expanded who can attend. Last year, we held this large wellness event and we offered it for our teachers. And we had about 150 attendees. This year, we opened it up to any staff in 205. So that could be someone working in central office or secretarial staff, custodial, paraprofessionals. We really value all of our employees, and so we opened up that opportunity for any of our staff. So just the fact that any staff member can attend is one difference. Additionally, a huge element is, again, on the staff feeling valued and practicing their own self-care. So there are sessions around things that are physical, like, for example, yoga, Zumba. We have great music that day, and then we also have sessions that are focused around wellness in the more mental health side, as well as the social and emotional learning and self-care mm-hmm. side.
Do you think just the nature of being a teacher is it's one of those professions where maybe their mindset isn't always on self-care since it's mm-hmm. so kind of outwardly focused on getting other people mm-hmm. organized into getting where they need to be that they kind of naturally don't think about self-care that often?
Mm-hmm. Cameron, you just explained that very, very well. Mm. Our educators are very much selfless people that are very focused on putting the needs of our students first. And that's why sometimes their own self-care and needs are not forefront. And so I work in human resources now, and the value of having a workforce that has collective efficacy around things like wellness, taking care of themselves, this really pays out in dividends in so many ways. Not only do we have then healthy employees, but as I mentioned before, our students benefit significantly as well.
And can we talk about some of the speakers and presenters that you'll have?
Yes, I'm very excited about our speakers and presenters. We have two keynote speakers that are nationally known, Gary Brooks, and he will be presenting. He's our morning keynote. He will be presenting on personal climate and culture. It's up to you. And he uses a lot of humor and personal stories. He's been both an educator, a teacher, and a principal. And then Chase Milkey in the afternoon is speaking on reigniting learning to love education again. And then we also have a variety of speakers from around the area, as well as some professionals within our own that work for District 205 that will also be presenting things such as creating healthy habits, a fit and healthy lifestyle, coping with anxiety. Those are just to name a few. Additionally, this year we have our vendors gallery. We have a lot of local area businesses there that are offering some door prizes for our educators. We also have Raleigh Gibbons, who is a fourth grade student at Silas Willard, who is a young entrepreneur. He will be providing his own homemade goodies for dessert after our lunch that will be catered by our district food service. So they get a really nice lunch and great dessert in addition to the special offerings we have for the educators for the day.
Mm. And I know you mentioned that this year you're opening up to, is it outside districts as well? Why was that something important that you wanted to do?
So we did this year. We opened it up to not only any staff in the district that would like to come, but also, as you mentioned, the outside districts as well. We basically are very, very proud of this event. We're proud of the different things that our district has done around social and emotional learning. And we want to, as we have before, share everything that we've learned so that people can take and apply in their own district what has worked really well for us. Everything in education, typically, there's something you can learn from someone else. And we just hope to put out what has worked well for us so that others can take advantage of that as well.
It seems like some of the things that I read when I was, you know, about last year and this year, some of the stuff you guys put out, I saw the term fill your cup. Mm-hmm. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about that mm-hmm. and what that kind of means, especially as it revolves around teaching.
Mm-hmm. So the fill your cup concept is really something that anyone can personalize for their own life and their own needs. Everyone has their cup filled in a different way. For some people, going out for a run does this. For others, it's reading a book and being alone. And it really involves being reflective and learning about how we can be the best person we can, not only for our students, but also for ourselves and for our families at home. Everyone is juggling so many different things these days. And so we really just wanted to create the space where individuals could really reflect on what filling that cup, what that really means to that individual person.
Mm. And this is the second year. Do you guys anticipate that this will be something that will continue to go going forward?
We would absolutely love to continue this into perpetuity, actually. It really, if you could see the excitement and you could see the laughter and the camaraderie, just the chance to socialize for our staff, for our educators, it's really something special to see. And so it's something that I hope that we can find ways to fund in, you know, into the far future.
Mm. And is there anything that people need to know about signing up, or is that kind of in the district, and anything that people should know about that?
We have had to close the registration. We have about 335
wow.
attendees. So it's become quite a large event, and now we're into, you know, the weeds of all the particulars of creating all the different schedules and all of the logistical and technology needs, and we're working hard on that.
So you last year you said it was 150, and mm-hmm. you've over doubled that this
yes,
year?
Yes.
That's
it's
very
daunting,
exciting.
But we're exciting.
Yeah. Anything else that we haven't covered that you'd just like people to know about this event or just these kinds of efforts?
I just would say again how much we value the employees of District 205. They're one of the largest employers in our community, and they have many partnerships in our community that are fruitful and would like to continue any efforts we can around supporting our educators and the important work that they do every day.
All right. Thank you so much, Mindy.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.